Hi, this is Hannah Williams on the Global Issues Podcast. Today we are going to go into detail on a specific topic that tends to be pretty popular, microplastics in the ocean. In this discussion, we'll go into depth about the cause of the drastic issue and how to fix the problem we've created. So let's jump right into it. First things first, I feel it's important to get a full understanding of the issue we face. Microplastics, which are pieces of plastic that have been broken down over time into microscopic pieces, are filling our oceans at a rapid rate. And what most people don't quite understand is that this problem affects everyone and everything, ranging from the food chain to million-dollar companies. My goal is to spread awareness and educate people not only on the issue, but what they can do to help. Dating all the way back to the 60s, plastics have been tossed or wound up in water sources like rivers, lakes, and oceans. And surprisingly, most of the plastic that ends up in the ocean comes from 10 notorious rivers. 8 of these rivers are all located in Asia: the Yangtze, Yellow, Pearl, Ganges, Mekong, Amur, Indus, and Haihe River. These rivers put out an estimated 90% of the plastic in our oceans. This comes from overcrowding and a lack of resources in waste management. Personally, I feel the best way to begin to fix this problem is by stopping the plastic at its source. This means companies that use and sell plastics in their products should have to change to a different resource, or at the very least, have restrictions on the amount of plastic that is being used. Now that we have a better understanding of the issue, I'd like to introduce our guest speaker.
Hi.
All right, I asked you to come speak on this issue to get a real-life point of view. Now, I know you've heard of the plastic pollution in the ocean.
Right.
But do you think you would know how to help with this effort to fix the pollution?
Well, I know that saying reduce, reuse, recycle, but that's about it.
Well, then that's perfect because you can learn along with the rest of the listeners. I'm glad you mentioned recycling because that is a very important factor to this issue. Many people believe that recycling is an all-in-one solution. However, it's far from it. Now, in a black and white world, if everyone's recycled, then yes, it would be an effective solution. Unfortunately, that's not how the world works. The amount of money it takes to sort the plastics from other materials is far more than the end product is worth.
So does this mean that we should just give up recycling as a whole? Because that doesn't seem quite right.
Fair point. No, we shouldn't simply stop recycling, but it's not going to be our saving grace. This means that new solutions need to be created. While there have been many inventions made to help, most common people aren't going to be enthusiastic about creating million-dollar machines.
So then what can we do in our personal lives to help?
I think the main focus would be to be more cautious. Cautious of the products we buy. Finding more eco-friendly products that you can incorporate into your everyday life will make a world of change in this effort. There are many new brands for things like beauty supplies, animal products, and food. These brands only use eco-friendly supplies for their product and make an effort to use as little plastic as possible. If we can get more people to support these brands, it opens a possibility for larger companies to take influence and follow in their footsteps. Do you think this sounds like a realistic effort?
I do. I think as long as people truly want to help, and if enough people educate themselves, the simple change to a grocery store run can make a world of difference. I think it would also open up an opportunity for further solutions to be put together if enough people join this movement.
All right. Well, thank you for joining the Global Issues Podcast today. I hope that we have given you new information and inspired you to join the chase of saving our oceans.